This is the domestic cricket podcast for the 22nd of January. Rangpur Riders beat Chittagong Kings to record their first win in this season's Bangladesh Premier League. The Kings suffered an early setback, slipping to 21 for 3 before recovering to post 132 for 5 thanks to a fine unbeaten 65 from Zimbabwe captain Brendan Taylor. However, this total wasn't to prove enough as Shamsur Rahman anchored the Rangpur run chase with 52 and Nasir Hussain finished the job with an undefeated 45. Dhaka Gladiators extended their winning run to 3 games in the day's second match. Luke Wright hit 51 and Shakib Al-Hassan 37 as they made 156-8 after electing to bat against Duronto Rajshahi. A disciplined bowling performance then restricted Duronto Rajshahi to 143 for 3 in spite of Tamim Iqbal hitting 57 off 41 balls. Logan Cup stragglers Mashonaland Eagles endured another day to forget, this time against title challengers Midwest Rhinos in Quekwa. The Eagles were dismissed for just 166 after being asked to bat, with no one making more than Chamu Chababa's 32. Medium pacer Neville Madziva was the pick of the Rhinos attack with 3 for 24, while Graham Cramer, Michael Chinua and Ed Rainsford each collected 2 wickets. Rhinos then lost Jake Micklebury in the first over of their reply, but was recovered to close on 108 for 1 after 23 overs, thanks to a century stand between Vusi Subanda and Mark Vermeulen. Rawalpindi moved up to top of Group 2 of the Kaidi Azam Trophy after a narrow win over Lahore Shalimar. Lahore had been the favourites going to the final day on 134 for 3 in pursuit of 240, but lost regular wickets. Saad Altaf and brothers Hasib and Hamad Azam each ended with 3 wickets as they were all out for 215 to lose by 24 runs. Hyderabad wrapped up the expected innings victory over Bahawalpur, dismissing them for 173 in their second innings to win by innings and 146 runs. Ansar Javed provided some resistance with an unbeaten 59, but Nasir Awais took 2 more wickets and it was 6 for 62. Group 1 leaders Karachi Blues chose to settle for the draw against Multan. They closed in their second innings on 203 for 4, with Fakhar Zaman and Akbar Oraman both passing 50. Aftab Alam hit 100 not out as Peshawar opted not to try and force the win against Sulcot. They set Sulcot a theoretical 287 to win in the fourth innings, but they had reached just 32 for none before the draw was agreed. And Islamabad will acquire a further 207 on the final day against Quetta, for closing on 45 without loss in their run chase. The match had moved quickly earlier on, with Islamabad all out for 134 in their first innings, as Gohar Faiz ended with 8 for 50. Quetta were then all out for just 122 in their second innings, as Nazrullah Khan took 5 for 27.